There's another public shaming of sorts going on today in Washington. It also has to do with water, and it's invoking the name of Ernest Hemingway in an effort to loosen the half-century-old U.S. embargo of Cuba. One of Hemingway's grandsons, John Hemingway, was on Capitol Hill today to lobby lawmakers on behalf of efforts to preserve the marlin that swim in the waters between the U.S. and Cuba. The marlin, of course, is the giant fish that's at the center of Hemingway's classic, The Old Man and the Sea. The book helped Hemingway win the Nobel Prize for Literature, and now John Hemingway wants Washington to allow scientists from the two countries to work together to protect the marlin. We reached him by phone today in the Senate cafeteria. Mr. Hemingway, what is going on with the marlin that requires the attention of Washington?
Well, Washington needs to realize that the Gulf Stream, the Florida Straits, that undersea river that goes all the way up to Greenland, is very important for these species of billfish, which are endangered now. And we can't do it alone. We need Cuba, because Cuba has a lot of scientists there who are getting information on this, and they need to be able to talk to their American counterparts without the kind of travel restrictions or, for that matter, trade restrictions, and especially as it applies to funds for research.
Give us a sense of how much ecological pressure the marlin is up against in the Florida Straits.
Well, there's overfishing. There is also pollution, okay, which is impacting on the spawning areas. They are in serious trouble.
You were in Cuba in September. I mean, tell me about the efforts to network while there is this embargo in place.
Okay, first of all, even though I live in Canada, I have only a U.S. task force, which means that I needed a special treasury permit to allow me to go there. This takes a lot of time. There's a lot of bureaucracy involved, and as far as I'm concerned, it's totally unnecessary, okay? What's more, it's counterproductive, because in my opinion, these are two countries that need to work together on a number of issues, specifically conservation in the Florida Straits of billfish and other animals, but also, and not less important, efforts to make sure that any future drilling efforts do not end in another disaster similar to what happened with the Deep Sea Horizon.
Right, so you're talking about oil drilling.
Right, because the Cubans have substantial reserves right off their northwestern coast. Unfortunately, however, because of the trade restrictions, they are unable to get certain equipment from American companies or companies that deal with American companies from abroad. And this is dangerous, because the Cubans have the right to drill there. On the other hand, they want to make sure that there aren't any marine disasters, which could impact not only Cuba, but also southern Florida.
So tell me how much the Hemingway name means when it comes to big political issues like the 50-year economic blockade of Cuba.
Well, he is a figure that cuts across the political divide. It doesn't matter. He appeals to an incredibly broad spectrum, especially so in Cuba. This is what I discovered when I went there. I had no idea. I mean, they love him. They think of him as one of their own. His, you know, epic tale of the old man there is something that touches them still deeply.
I know you are concerned about the marlin, but are you at all optimistic that the U.S. government, on top of all the global issues it's tackling right now, that it's poised to take on lifting the embargo?
I think it's definitely possible. I think it's certainly something that I would hope happens, because Cuba is not just another country on the other side of the world. It is our neighbor. They have a lot of human resources. I mean, this is what we have to gain working with Cuba. They have expertise in a lot of areas, and they have a lot to gain from us.
John Hemingway, one of Ernest Hemingway's grandsons, speaking with us from the Senate cafeteria on Capitol Hill. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for letting me speak.
If you're listening right now with a little FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, I've got a great way for you to stay connected with us. Even when you're away from your radio, you can always get the latest from the world's newsroom on Twitter. Follow us at PRI The World. And for the stream of what I'm reading and thinking about, follow me at Marco Werman.